The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, these are strange, strange times. Strange times politically, strange times religiously. These are just strange, strange times. Hey, welcome. This is Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour on a Tuesday afternoon. And I have the privilege of welcoming our listeners in Tampa, Florida, on Faith Talk, 570 and 910 a.m., the great WTBN, as I have the privilege of sitting in for Bill Bunkley while he is away on some well-deserved vacation. But I also have the privilege of welcoming our listeners here in Columbus, Ohio, where I am currently, for Bob Burney Live on AM 880, The Word, and 104.5 FM. That's the program that I host every day here in Columbus, Ohio. And through the miracle of technology, we can link the two radio stations together in simulcast. That's a thing of beauty, but anyway, it is my privilege to welcome you in Florida, in Ohio, or by streaming audio. Well, from the four corners of the earth, we have people listening everywhere by streaming audio. These are strange times. A Catholic priest in Wisconsin has been making some waves. His name is Father James Altman. For the last year or so, he has been very, very outspoken concerning abortion and re-emphasizing the official teaching of the Catholic Church that abortion is not only wrong, it is sin. Not only is it wrong and not only is it sin, it is a mortal sin. Now, for the non-Catholics like myself, that means it's bad. It's really bad. And because of the severity of the sin of abortion, Father James Altman, who is part of the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin, has said repeatedly, don't vote for people who support abortion. We here in the Catholic Church believe that's murder. Why in the world would you vote for someone who supports murder? Well, that's the teaching of the Catholic Church. And not only that, abortion is a mortal sin, and anyone, if you look at the Catechism, which is the official doctrinal statement of the Catholic Church, because abortion is a mortal sin, anyone who is involved in supporting, providing financial assistance, or even encouraging abortion is or could be subject to excommunication. In other words, according to the teaching of the Catholic Church, you could be kicked out if you support abortion, encourage abortion, pay for an abortion. So Father Altman has been very outspoken. Don't vote for candidates who support abortion. And he has specifically said Democrats, because the Democrat Party as a whole supports abortion. Well, some in the Catholic Church have praised him, but not everyone. And here's where I'm trying to get to with this story. He has been removed from ministry. Kicked out. Because he supported the official doctrinal teaching of his own church, he has been kicked out. Yep, Friday of last week, the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin, announced a decree from Bishop William Callahan for the removal of Father James Altman. Here is part of the statement from Bishop William Callahan on the removal of this Catholic priest. And I quote, "The obligation of a bishop is to ensure that all who serve the faithful are able to do so while unifying and building the body of Christ. Bishop William Patrick Callahan, in accordance with the norms of canon law, has issued a decree for the removal of Father James Altman as pastor of St. James the Less Parish." Say what? He emphasized the doctrine of the church, spoke out demonstrably about what the Catholic Church teaches, and he's been removed from ministry by a bishop of the Catholic Church? Yeah. Now, I got to admit, he has made some controversial statements, but true. A few months ago, this Catholic priest, Father James Altman, said this, and I quote, "The problem in the world today, as it was in Noah's day, is that there are way too many people who don't know the first thing about Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, truth be told, they do not love him. And so we can see in the many godless politicians out there, they most definitely are not serving him. They are not fulfilling their purpose in life to know, to love, and to serve God." Not only do I not have a problem with that statement, I agree with it completely. We are living in days like the days of Noah. I am not a Catholic. There is quite a bit of Catholic doctrine that I would disagree with, and they would disagree with me on, and that's fine. But my goodness, this young priest is simply emphasizing what his church believes. Quote, Callahan, that's the bishop, "Callahan's decree is effective immediately, and the diocese said the decision will continue until Altman decides," that's the priest, "until Altman decides to resolve the problems. It encouraged him to seek out a 30-day retreat to spiritually heal and recharge and to address the issues that caused the issuance of this decree." So I guess they wanted him to get away for 30 days and see if he really believes what the Catholic Church believes. He already knows what the Catholic Church believes, and he got in trouble for preaching it. Quote, "Under the decree, Altman is prohibited from preaching, baptizing, celebrating Mass publicly, and performing marriages. It also requires him to meet with a clergy member once a month and continue to live in the diocese." That is sad. Instead of this young priest being celebrated for telling the truth and being courageous, he's been removed from ministry. The Catholic Church worldwide and here in America has some very, very serious challenges. This young priest has gone from a hero to a zero because of a bishop who evidently doesn't believe what his own church teaches. As I said, we're living in strange times. All right, we're going to take a break. My telephone number is, and you know, we have a whole bunch of Catholics in our audience here in Ohio. I would assume they're in Florida as well. I would love to hear what you have to think about this. If you're a Catholic, I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. That number works in Ohio, it works in Florida, yeah, it works anywhere in the continental United States. If you are living in a grass hut in Zimbabwe, it probably wouldn't work. But in Florida, Ohio, yep, it will work. Well, both of the stations, WTBN there in Tampa, WRFD here in Columbus, both of these stations are owned by our parent company, Salem Media. And we have three basic formats. We have some others as well, but three major formats. We have the Christian Teaching Talk, which you are listening to right now. Both of these stations are Christian Teaching Talk. Then we have a music format called The Fish, and we have stations across the country with that format. And then we have conservative talk as well around the country. On our conservative talk, we have several nationally syndicated hosts, and they are all just solid gold. Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Larry Elder. Larry Elder, if you are not familiar with Larry Elder, I am so grateful that Larry Elder is on our side. He is a brilliant black conservative. He is a lawyer by education and previously by trade. He has been syndicated nationally by Salem for quite some time now and has a very, very successful program nationwide, or did until yesterday. He announced yesterday that he is running for governor of California. Now, I am from Southern California, but I haven't lived there for many, many years, so I'm not on the inside of California politics. My mother's family was very politically connected in California. My grandmother was probably on a first-name basis with Ronald Reagan. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I've been gone many, many years, and I am about as much of an outsider to California politics as you could find. So I have no idea whether Larry Elder has any chance whatsoever to be the next governor of California, but he would be an exceptional choice. He is brilliant, he is articulate, and he would just bring so much to the state of California. The recall election, as you probably know, has been set for September 14th. And here's the way it works, and it's kind of strange. The last time this happened in California was when Gray Davis, Democrat, was recalled, voted out of office, and Arnold, the Terminator, Schwarzenegger, was elected president. Not president. Governor, as a result of that recall election. There will be two items on the ballot on September 14th. Number one, should we get rid of Gavin Newsom? Should we recall him? Get rid of him. Throw him out. That will be the first. Then the second item, if Governor Newsom is recalled, who should replace him? And there could be 25 people on that ballot. The deadline is, I think, Thursday. To register to be on the ballot. A whole bunch of people have already registered, including Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner, a couple of California business people, Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer, and a whole bunch of others. And by Thursday, I don't know, there could be 10, 20, 25 people on the ballot. And if I understand it correctly, and I believe I'm correct, whoever gets the most percentage of votes is the next governor. So it is possible that a candidate with 20% of the vote could be the next governor because of so many people on the ballot. But anyway, Larry Elder, our own Salem Media, Larry Elder, born and raised in Southern California. He calls himself the Sage of South Central. I was raised not far from there. I actually graduated from high school in Compton, which at one time was the murder capital of the country. But he has announced his candidacy. To be really honest, we're going to miss him on the air. He is a breath of fresh air. He has incredible knowledge on politics, economics. He would make a phenomenal governor of California, but, and I hope this isn't true, but it could be, he may be too conservative to win in the state of California. But that Larry Elder throwing his hat in the ring, I think, gives all of us even more interest in this recall election. Again, that comes up on September 14th. So he's not going to have a whole lot of time to campaign, but he resigned his position with Salem Media and his syndicated talk show yesterday. I am assuming, if he does not win the election, that we here at Salem will welcome him back with open arms. But the governor's race in California just got a whole lot more interesting, especially for us in the Salem Media family. Larry Elder, we wish you well. We wish you well.